Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Tuesday, September 15th. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are following along at home, doing your own decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub, QAG.news, QPosts.online, and QAnon.news/Q. QMap is currently offline, and I would consider it a personal favor if you would keep the web administrator of QMap in your prayers. He's going through some difficult times. If you are looking for information about Q, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. It's the first book in the Q Chronicles, and Volume 2 is getting close to being finished. A couple more chapters to edit. Volume 1 covers some of the subjects that Q talked about in the first few months of the operation. A lot of information about Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, the Iran deal, the Clinton Foundation. There is a chapter on the NSA and Admiral Rogers. There's a chapter on General Flynn. There is even a chapter on game theory, which Q discusses quite a bit. And there is a glossary in the back of the book that has over 500 terms, abbreviations, acronyms, names of people, names of agencies you may not be familiar with. And those are decoded to the best of my ability in the back of the book. Calm Before the Storm is available on both Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And now, let's jump into today's decode. My theme for this broadcast is Hold the Line, Riders. All right, we are going to go back a little bit to July of 2018. With this post, Q kind of explained how the UK government collaborated with the Obama administration to sabotage the 2016 election. One of the ways they did that is that the UK intelligence helped create the Steele dossier, and they provided intelligence to the CIA on Donald Trump and his associates. So Q wrote, what if the UK government worked hand in hand with the Hussein administration to sabotage the 2016 election? This is the way that they did it. These are the methods: data collection, voice, video, bugging, creation of a fake intel dossier using an ex-spy, co-sponsored insurance policy regarding POTUS election. So the insurance policy was their plan to keep President Trump from being elected and remove him from office if he was elected. These are the players. P.S. Peter Strzok, L.P. Lisa Page, no name. That's former Senator John McCain. James Clapper, former Director of National Intelligence. John Brennan, CIA Director, Susan Rice, Loretta Lynch, Hillary Clinton, BC, Bill Clinton, Hussein, Obama, and 22 others. What if the intel masked penetrations to frame Russia? Okay, so this is referring to the hack of the DNC server, which the mainstream media and politicians have blamed on Russia, specifically Guccifer. But Q has hinted that the CIA basically masked the penetration of the real perpetrator and blamed it on Russia. CrowdStrike was a tech company that actually investigated the hacked server, and they came up with that story. Then Q writes servers, SR Seth Rich, JA Julian Assange. Why does the UK government desperately want Julian Assange? Because they want to silence him, because he has evidence of their crimes. Think source files, the more you know. Q. So, source files. Well, if Julian Assange has the source files on the DNC server that when the files were given to him, and he can prove that they were not transferred electronically over the internet to Russia, but if they were transferred directly through a thumb drive or some other drive, that pretty much blows the mainstream media's narrative out of the water. And I think that's what we're going to see in the future. Although the media have pushed the narrative that the Russian hacker Guccifer II was responsible for exfiltrating the DNC files and giving them to Julian Assange, Assange himself hinted, although he didn't overtly state, that his source was Seth Rich.
Donald Trump has had a disastrous few weeks. If you look at the polls, he needs a miracle. In the American political lexicon, there's such a thing as the October surprise. the stuff that you're sitting on, is an October surprise in there? We Do you even know what you're sitting on?
WikiLeaks never sits on material. Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So
that's the suggesting? Sort of... What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean...
We don't comment on who our sources are.
But why make the suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are in the United States, and that our sources are, you know, our sources face serious risks. That's why they come to us, so we can protect their anonymity.
But it's quite something to suggest a murder. So, that's basically what you're doing.
Well, that others have suggested that. We are investigating to understand what happened in that situation with Seth Rich. I think it is a concerning situation. There's not a conclusion yet. We wouldn't be willing to state a conclusion, but we are concerned about it. And more importantly, a variety of WikiLeaks sources are concerned when that kind of thing happens.
NSA whistleblower Bill Binney explained that the Guccifer II Russian hack idea was actually developed by the CIA under John Brennan.
The point was those files that were in the WikiLeaks publication didn't have any Russian fingerprints. So that meant Guccifer II inserted those fingerprints. And then we went back to the Vault 7 material where the Vault 7 material said this program Marble Framework, which was a program that made it look like other countries did the hack when they, in fact, the CIA did the hack. Well, they were able to mimic or make it look like the Russians, the Chinese, the North Koreans, the Iranians, or Arabs did the attack so that they could attack anybody and leave fingerprints making it look like the someone else did it. So when you looked at it, that meant to us that Guccifer II was using some kind of program or some process to insert fingerprints into the data from the DNC. Now, in top of that, in the Vault 7 material, it said there that the Marble Framework program was used one time in 2016. Well, we think we found it. And that says to us all the evidence that we've been accumulating forensically from the outside is pointing back at CIA as the origin of Guccifer II. So their entire allegation about you and the Russians and everybody has a false premise to start with, so that everything that they introduced or the reason they went after you and also General Flynn was what I think lawyers call fruit of the poison tree. They set it up, they manipulated it, they contrived it, and they executed it. And you and General Flynn and they tried to make us also, put us in jail under the Espionage Act by fabricating evidence against us too. So, you know, it's really, how can we ever trust the FBI until Barr and Durham really clean it up?
In June of 2018, Q suggested that either a forensic examination of the server or testimony by Julian Assange would expose the truth about the DNC hack and what happened to Seth Rich. Server or JA, Julian Assange equals truth exposed regarding SR Seth Rich. Dems are in crisis mode. The Awan Brothers scandal is bigger than you can imagine. We haven't even seen the beginning of this yet. Dozens of members of Congress, Democrat members of the House specifically, hired Awan as their IT guy. And it looks like they may have knowingly hired someone who is committing espionage. These people are corrupt beyond belief. America for sale, sold out. All right, so testimony by Julian Assange is going to expose the lies of former CIA Director John Brennan, who knowingly deceived the public. Assange is currently being extradited to the U.S. And this is just my opinion. Contrary to popular belief, I do not think that Assange is going to be charged by the DOJ, although that is the official narrative. I believe he's going to be a witness when he comes here. So last night, Q posted the names of Julian Assange, Seth Rich, John Brennan, and Guccifer II. And a lot of people were scratching their heads like, okay, what's the connection here? Well, it's my belief, it's just, again, my opinion, that these names were posted by Q to indicate that the truth about the role of Seth Rich and the lies of John Brennan about Guccifer II are going to be revealed soon by Julian Assange. And Anon posted a tweet by Bill Binney, who pointed out that the phone data of Robert Mueller's team, so we found out the other day that over 30 members of Robert Mueller's team accidentally wiped their phones, all the data. And Binney said that can be retrieved from the NSA database. Regarding the Mueller team deleting text messages, this won't do. If the government wants those messages, all they have to do is go to the NSA StellarWind database, pull them out as all the SMS going over cell networks are captured and stored forever. Devin Nunez knows this. And this was in response to a discussion between Maria Bartiromo and Devin Nunez. So Q said it's already been done. So the NSA has already got those texts, voicemails, whatever. Since there's probable cause to believe that a crime was committed, at a minimum, obstruction of justice and probably more, a warrant could be obtained and the deleted data could then be retrieved from the NSA and used as evidence in a case against Mueller's team. So I don't think that we've heard the last of this. I think I have trust that these people are going to be held accountable. Some people have grown weary in waiting for justice, but Q has encouraged us to hold the line. So last night he posted this, "Hold the line, writers, justice is coming." Midnight writers. People like Paul Revere who are waking up the sleepy. Today we got this news, and maybe this is what Q is referring to. It was just announced that Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs, and several other members of the Fox News staff are going to be deposed in October as part of a lawsuit brought by the parents of Seth Rich against Fox. So we could get some very interesting information coming forward, especially if Julian Assange is asked to testify. And that gets us caught up to Q for today. If you've enjoyed this broadcast, you might want to subscribe to my channel. If you'd like to support me on Patreon, the link to my Patreon page is in the description box. The link to my book, Calm Before the Storm, is also in the description box. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military in prayer. Keep the Secret Service in prayer. I love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.